Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 13. Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Guys, what is going on?
Oh, nothing too much. Feeling groovy over here.
Groovy.
Hi. Sean's feeling groovy. And
groovy
Nate,
to high.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
How's it going out there?
Hope out there in podcast land, right?
Yeah. You've been wanting to use that one.
I've been sitting on that. What do
hello out there in podcast
land. Hello, hello.
With a big smile. Right. Yeah.
How are we doing? Good morning, Vietnam.
I can't feel my face anymore.
Well, we've got Mini 13 coming at you. So, Sean, what are we talking about tonight?
Lucky number 13. Is that right?
That's right. Lucky.
I learned to count, so now I can count to 13.
So, it's 11, or 12, or 13.
So, 13. We are going to talk about something I feel like is super duper creepy, and we'll make it as creepy as we want to. I think it's even up there with Slender Man, and you know how I feel about Slender Man. So, this is The Smiling Man.
Yeah,
it's always
a
man.
This is a Sean pick.
It's always a man. This is my pick.
I've never heard of this creature.
He is known as the Smiling Man, the Dancing Man, or the Grinning Man, and he actually even has a full name. His full name is Indrid Cold. That's how I learned about him, is that somebody said you should look up Indrid Cold, and I looked that up, and you get this picture that looks like the Joker. It looks like the Joker with the laughing gas or laughing toxin. That's what it looks like, that smile that you can't wipe off your face. It's super creepy. It originates from, it's American folklore from creepypasta. So all the good stuff, right, comes from creepypasta, of course. His occupation is a stalker. Like, oh my gosh. I mean, yeah. What's your occupation? Stalker. Great. You're hired. now get away.
Stalker of the year.
He even has powers and skills. He has great speed. Omniscient.
There you go.
And stamina. Ooh, that's good. Stealth and time traveling. Time traveling. That's the coolest one, right? His hobbies are dancing, looking up at the sky, because that's a hobby, you know, chasing others, stalking, well, back to his occupation, and communicating with humans. So that makes him not human, right?
He's an alien.
Maybe he is. It goes into that, doesn't it? His goals are to capture his victims and bring them to their untimely doom, or to communicate with Earth's inhabitants and warn others of disasters. Now, that's quite a leap. And his crimes...
It's like Mothman.
His crimes are stalking, attempted kidnapping, possibly.
Suck, because that's your occupation, but then it's frowned upon, you know? And then you get arrested for it. You're like, hey, I'm just doing my job.
I put it on the resume.
Yeah. I know, yeah.
They didn't have to hire me.
I told
they're turning me in.
Yeah. And it says the type of villain he is, it goes back to being a stalker, but he is an enigmatic stalker. Not just a stalker.
He's an ignorant.
He's ignorant something. So there's different avenues, and I'm sure we're going to cover them all as we go into this. This is something that, like, I don't remember hearing this. If I've gone across it, it's been very quickly and I didn't catch on to it. But like I said, it just recently, within the last few months, somebody was pointing this out to me and like, you got to look into this.
Yeah. When did you hear about it?
I think I brought it up to you within the last few weeks, but I've heard.
No,
about
you
it.
Literally just told me like 5 days ago.
Really? Okay. Well, this has been within the last few months that I've seen this.
But I've never heard of this guy.
I've never
heard of it.
I would say it's an ace, but it's more of a joker up my sleeve.
Right?
Yeah. You like that? Ha ha. So now I have to tell the original story because there is a movie. Now I dare you to go out there and watch it. It's only about 4 or 5 minutes long.
It's a short horror movie or whatever. I haven't watched it yet.
Now I'm going to read it.
I watched it.
I'm going to read it, and reading it is creepy enough. Now if you watch it, it does. It gives I got the chills just watching it. But I'm going to read the basic part of it. So about 5 years, this is from the person that supposedly saw this. About 5 years ago, I lived downtown in a major city, which was Seattle in the U.S. I've always been a night person, so I would often find myself bored after my roommate, who was decidedly not a night person, went to sleep. To pass the time, I used to go for long walks and spend the time thinking. I spent 4 years like that, walking alone at night and never once had a reason to feel afraid. I always used to joke with my roommate that even the drug dealers in the city were polite. But all of that changed in just a few minutes one evening. It was a Wednesday, somewhere between 1 and 2 in the morning, and I was walking near a police-patrolled park quite a ways from my apartment. It was a quiet night, even for a weeknight, with very little traffic and almost no one on foot. The park, as it was most nights, was completely empty. I turned down a short side street in order to loop back to my apartment when I first noticed him. At the far end of the street, on my side, was the silhouette of a man dancing. It was a strange dance, similar to a waltz, but he finished each box with an odd forward stride. I guess you could say he was dance walking, head straight for me. Deciding he was probably drunk, I stepped as close as I could to the road to give him the majority of the sidewalk to pass by. The closer he got, the more I realized how gracefully he was moving. He was very tall and lanky and wearing an old suit. He danced closer still until I could make out his face. His eyes were open and wild, head tilted back slightly, looking off at the sky. His mouth was formed in a painfully wide cartoon of a smile, or wide cartoon of a smile. Between the eyes and the smile, I decided to cross the street before he danced any closer. I took my eyes off him to cross the empty street. As I reached the other side, I glanced back, and then he stopped dead in my tracks. He had stopped dancing and was standing with one foot in the street, perfectly parallel to me. He was facing me, but still looking skyward, smile still wide on his lips. I was completely and utterly unnerved by this. I started walking again, but kept my eyes on the man. He didn't move once. And he had put, once we had put about half a block between us, I turned away from him for a moment to watch the sidewalk in front of me. The street and the sidewalk ahead of me were completely empty. Still unnerved, I looked back to where he had been standing to find him gone. For the briefest of moments, I felt relieved until I noticed him. He had crossed the street and was now slightly crouched down. I couldn't tell for sure if the distance, due to the distance in the shadows, but I was certain he was facing me. I had looked away from him for no more than 10 seconds, so it was clear he had moved very fast. I was so shocked that I stood there for some time staring at him, and then he started moving toward me. He took giant, exaggerated, tiptoed, which is super weird and creepy, steps as if he were a cartoon character sneaking up on someone, except he was moving very, very quickly. I'd like to say at this point I ran away or pulled out my pepper spray or my cell phone or anything at all, but I didn't. I just stood there, completely frozen, as the smiling man crept toward me. Then he stopped again about a car length away from me, smiling, or still smiling his smile, still looking to the sky. When I finally found my voice, I blurted out for the first thing that came to my mind. What I meant to ask was, "What do you want?" In an angry, commanding tone, what came out was a whimper. "What?" Regardless of whether or not humans can smell fear, they can certainly hear it. I heard it in my own voice, and that only made me more afraid. But he didn't react to it at all. He just stood there, smiling. And then after what felt like forever, he turned around very slowly and started dance walking away. Just like that, not wanting to turn my back to him again, I just watched him go until he was far enough away to almost be out of sight. And then I realized something. He wasn't moving away anymore, nor was he dancing. I watched in horror as the distant shape of him grew larger and larger. He was coming back my way, and this time he was running. I ran too. I ran until I was off the side road and back onto a better lit road with sparse traffic. Looking behind me then, he was nowhere to be found. The rest of the way home, I kept glancing over my shoulder, always expecting to see his stupid smile, but he was never there. Oh. Oh. That is so creepy.
Yeah, that's what I read. That's.
But it's you should
very unnerving.
The movie of it the way it puts it together is just so bad. I had to read all that because it's extremely unnerving. And the guy, he goes on to say, never took a walk like that at night ever again.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Well, I watched the cartoon version of it, of that story, and then I found later on, the
actual
short movie. Mm-hmm. That's the guy was really creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just kept looking. And I think when he was crouched down, he was a good distance away, and then he just, boom, bolted into sprint after him.
Yeah.
I was like, woo.
So creepy.
That freaked me out.
I know. There's some freaks out there. I could see that happen.
True. Well, like you said, he's probably just on drugs, but he definitely was playing mind games with the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He wasn't feeling any pain.
Oh my gosh. He's something.
Weirdo. He was a weirdo, yeah.
You're lucky that nothing else happened, right? I mean, honestly. And how many other people, I know there's probably not a lot of people out that late at night, maybe in that in that particular area of the city. Right. But what if, you know, what if he did that to multiple people? You know, you'd think you'd hear those stories, but I think that's just creepy.
So I got a some notes down here. It says, who or what is the smiling man? It says he's a, it's a male figure, typically a male figure who always has a creepy smile, usually always above 6 feet tall, often wearing an old time suit and small hat, can be seen looking up at the sky. That part is really bizarre.
Like, how many people do you, like, you occasionally, like, when might, look up, might look up at something, you know, like, oh, there's a plane or there's a pretty cloud or whatever.
Pretty cloud.
You're not
yeah.
normally just staring yeah. blankly oh, yeah. into the sky with
like,
a
what
grin.
The heck? Are you seeing anything or are you just like looking straight? Yeah.
It's a huge creep factor. Yes.
Says, seems to be waltzing as he moves. And then it says many stories of the smiling man, comes from, now this was interesting, from Iowa.
Really?
Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Says he typically stalks dark streets and isolated homes.
Why Iowa? Why pick on Iowa, huh?
I know. Well, you know, I mean,
stay in Seattle where you belong.
I mean, they built a baseball field and a cornfield, but maybe.
That's true. Yeah.
Might as well have a smiling man, too.
If you build it, you know.
But anyway, I thought that was, yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of similarities with it.
Mm-hmm. Then no balloons. But.
Well, no, but just like a clownish character, not of this world. Yeah,
right. Messing with you.
Messing with
you. I see.
You.
I see. Yeah. First, I wasn't sure. I got you now.
He yeah. makes me. I totally get that too. He makes yep. me think of the Joker, like in a yeah. in a really maniacal, very strange and creepy way.
Yeah. Well, the note. I have a bunch of notes, but it says characters like the Joker and Jack Torrance from The Shining have
yeah.
been associated
yep.
with him.
Yep.
They're smiling. There's something evil behind it.
Right.
Yeah.
And when they said Jack Torrance, I envisioned that walking up the steps, you know, with the axe. You know, and he's like, or I'm going to bash your brain. She's got the baseball bat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As I tear my microphone off again.
Do it.
Yeah, there's something really sinister behind the smile.
Yeah,
psychotic smile.
Smiles.
Yeah, exactly. Psychotic. Yeah. That's a great word.
Smiles are supposed to give you endorphins and make you feel good and the people, you know, feel comforting.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, you're right. Like it's, you know, sometimes like at work, you know, if you're not doing well and somebody's like, how you doing? You kind of give them that like almost like, you know, there's something you're on edge kind of feeling. But that's the kind of smiling that this guy's doing. But Ingrid Cold, the whole idea behind him is he is a human like cryptid. He originates as a modern urban legend on the Internet. Many have speculated that he, Mr. Cold, Ingrid Cold, might be related to the infamous Mothman. I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you said, he's believed to be very tall with an old suit. His eyes are very small, wide open, and that cartoonishly wide and long, eerie smile on his face. Some suggest that the man is missing some face pieces, such as ears and the nose, while others have described him as almost looking completely normal physically. People have described his suit to be either blue or green colored. It's believed that Ingrid Cold could be an alien or a ghost. Ingrid Cold can be compared to the Joker, like I said, in the SCP-106 due to his titular creepy grin, his insanity, and the hobby of stalking people.
Looks like there's two different short films.
Mm. Oh.
Oh.
The Smiling Man, 2015, and 2 a.m. The Smiling Man in 2013.
Oh, I only saw the one. I'm assuming I saw it in 2015.
Well, I was looking at like cast members, and it was giving me two different actors playing the smiling man.
Oh, that's so weird.
Okay.
Now, this one's where
and the one guy's name is Strange Dave.
Oh, that's so weird.
Strange Dave. There you go.
Strange Dave.
Strange Dave. We got a new name. The I thought this was interesting. This was from the 60s, but there was another... origin of him. The personality of Ingrid Cold or the Smiling Man differs between different sightings. Some experiences with, there's one with, and like I said, this was I think 66 or mid 60s, with a salesman and John Keel who paint him as a non-malevolent alien who means no harm to anyone and even presumably helps them to safety by warning them about future disasters. However, his experience with the two boys and the family sighting make him out to be a creepy and possibly a paranormal stalker. Nothing much more. The gentleman that he kept coming to, like when he first experienced this guy, he basically was, it was kind of like those time slips we were just talking about, in the Isle of Wight. They said that I guess he came home and told his wife, and he was kind of like really mixed up and seemed discombobulated about what he had experienced. But he basically got to the idea that this was an alien from another land that was trying to warn him. And he went off multiple times with him, supposedly on a spaceship. And then he would tell each time he would educate him and tell him about, you know, all these kind of stuff, all these things. And it was one of those things where he didn't want to talk about it, you know, at the end of his life. But they say supposedly that he showed up at this gentleman's funeral. Like that was, they said, the daughter who was being, you know, she was being interviewed. She said a lot of people, because everybody, she said that the way that he looked was not abnormal. There wasn't all this like painted smiles. He looked like you and me, but he was tall and wore a suit. But she said that he was at the funeral and nobody knew. But she said that Ingrid Kold was there. Ooh. So then that's a really creepy.
Yeah,
idea.
It is. That is. Did you guys see where they say this smiling man is compared to the smile dog? Have you ever heard of that creature?
Smile dog, huh?
Yeah, so it's a Siberian husky, and it's another creepypasta. It says it's always seems to have a human-like smile, this dog does, and it always looks to be demonic. It's said to be pure evil, and once you see this dog, you're haunted in your dreams. So I thought that was kind of interesting. The smile dog.
Freddy Krueger.
Exactly.
There was a couple.
Freddy dog.
They said that this was a couple things that happened in 66. October of 1966, the sighting of the man believed to be on was the 16th of October 1996. There were two boys were at Elizabeth, New Jersey, spending time together until they noticed a very tall, human-like being behind the fence. Both of the boys were brave and went towards the man, trying to step closer to see the man. However, both of them started to feel fear and realized the man had a creepy smile on his face. The man started to look at the boys, peering at them through the fence. The boys started running away from the man until they got away. After the encounter, the boys started remembering more and more of the man's appearance, describing his face as having small, beady eyes and no other feature other than his grin. They call it a titular grin. Mm-hmm. And then in November of 1966, interestingly enough, after two weeks, another man had the similar experience, the guy that I'm talking about, on the 1st of November 1966, and a salesman, which was driving in the night to his home, he noticed weird lighting in front of him. This is written really weird. So in front of him, the salesman saw a weird lamp-looking spacecraft vehicle. The door opened up as the man got out of the spacecraft going towards the salesman. The man spoke to the salesman telepathically, introducing himself as Ingrid Kold. After the two had a conversation where the man said he was an alien from a distant planet who meant no harm to the salesman, Ingrid Kold said that he would still visit the salesman again, and he entered his spacecraft and then disappeared. But then, like I said, he apparently came back several times.
Mm-hmm. He is from France.
He comes from France. Yeah, we come from France. This says that the salesman claimed that he brought him to his planet for 6 months in a faraway galaxy.
Mm. Lanulos.
That's
what they said. He's from. Lanulos. Mm-hmm. I think I said it right. Lanulos.
That's right. Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you say? Earlier that medical said the two kids saw him too?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they saw him in October, and then this guy saw him in November. Yeah. Yeah, in New Jersey. Yep. So he's been spotted. You know, Iowa, the East Coast, the West Coast. I mean, there's all kind of different. And then where it goes into the Mothman. Late American investigator John Keel investigated the Mothman. During his investigations, he received phone calls from Ingrid Kold. The final conversation they had consisted of Ingrid Kold telling John Keel to run away because a terrible disaster will happen. As John Keel escaped, the Silver Bridge collapsed with 43 people killed from the event, which is really did happen. And then in the Mothman prophecies was a chilling movie. So, yeah, that's so scary.
Yeah, I've never heard of this entity or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Smiling man. Extra creepy with the smile.
Side of a smile. Walton.
Yeah. Bizarre. And I'm always leery of people that smile all the time. I'm like, you can't be that happy or inviting or, yeah.
No, and they say, like I said, we've talked
something's behind it.
We've talked about this on this podcast. If you're feeling bad, start to smile. But there, like I said, there's a fine line between you know, just right. kind of making yourself smile and you listen to good music or a good joke or something funny or watching a comedy.
Well, you're reacting.
But a completely just, different to just paste a smile on your face and walk around like that. That is
showing all the teeth. Yeah.
Super
they
said
it's yeah. Yeah, they said it's sinister or something behind
well, it's
yeah.
a sign well,
you're
of
showing
of
all your teeth. You're, you've
sign
gotta,
of insanity. Right. right. Yeah. 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 It's just there are certain things that humans do. And one of them is not, you know, maniacal smiles and laughs. You right. know?
Well, yeah. And I think it's interesting. To
I mean,
say
we could try it. Let's try it. I mean, we could try it tonight.
Well, I
we
said that
it.
We could do the
we could try it tomorrow.
Podcast, like, yeah. Hey guys, how are you?
If you don't want anybody to interact with you, it's a good way of doing it.
It is. It yeah. is. It will.
True.
Yeah.
That's a good.
You won't have to worry about company.
they say that you know, could be alien, demonic, a monster, or a lunatic. I'm thinking definitely lunatic.
Interdimensional beings, right?
Yeah. It's I don't know. It's.
Well, I think it's like all these pictures, oh. like the smiling man, this guy. I mean, you know, there are certain
definitely
things
Joker-ish.
That are,
yeah.
You know, missing pieces of the face. It's just, ugh, it's awful.
Yeah.
I'm not going to post all the pictures because some of them are nasty. And then other ones say, no, he looked perfectly normal. So this is the one that he looks like the most. And looks like the Joker.
Put some green hair. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Green dye in his hair. And
yeah.
That's the Joker.
That's what happens when you fall in a vat of acid.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't know. Yeah, what do you think? Anything else about the smiling man you can?
I did, like I said, I was trying to compete with Slender Man, and I think we're in that same creepypasta.
They're in their own. Yeah. yeah.
We create and they're somebody. They're creating. Like creating a tulpa. We're getting all. We're mixing
Ooh,
it all together.
Man, how would you like to develop a smiling man?
What a tulpa.
I don't know though. I don't know which one I'd rather have. I think I'd rather have the smiling man. It sounds like you have a better chance than
maybe.
Slender Man.
Yeah.
But if you watch that video, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think either one of them would be great. But yeah, just that video is just super duper creepy.
Mm-hmm.
I got big chills.
Yeah, I did too. Mm-hmm. Even the little cartoonish video creeped
it's
me
creepy,
out.
Creepy, yeah.
Because they made them look. I'm like, ugh. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, the smiling man. That was a good choice, though, Sean.
Yeah.
Never heard of this dude.
Yeah, me neither.
And
never want to hear about
him
again.
And the smile dog. Yeah. Now you know about the smile dog.
Now the yeah, I did
smile
not hear about
You're not
going to
look at a
dog.
Siberian husky the same, are you?
Oh my gosh, never.
Steal grandpa's dentures?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Guy, yeah.
That's chomp, yeah. chomp, chomp, chomp.
Yeah. Well, they talked about that in the video that I watched. They had mentioned that the video that goes around, you know, with the dog with the teeth. They're like, it's kind of like that. Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow. Well, what do you think, creepies? I don't know. When you listen to this, smiling man.
So I just want to hear.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I just want to hear that somebody got educated by this. You know, like, I learned something. This you'll learn, but you'll also get very creeped out if you look very deep into it. So,
yeah.
Good luck.
You want the creepy factor, watch the video.
Yeah.
And I thought this is kind of a letdown, but yeah, I have to say it. It said, when I saw it, how to avoid the smiling man, I thought, oh, here we go.
Oh.
It's basically what you would do with
run.
Run.
It says, you just need to stay in at night and lock the doors and windows.
What the heck? Well, that's how you avoid all the stuff that we talk
about.
I go,
about. Well, that's, yeah.
Basically.
I do that anyway.
Except Michael Myers. You can't hide from him. He'll get inside.
He's already inside as you're locking the door.
That's so scary.
My boy's coming up.
Dun, dun, dun.
I always wait until Halloween. I don't watch it.
Ding, ding, ding,
before.
Ding, ding, mm-hmm. ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, and Michael, he definitely doesn't. He's not smiling.
No.
Have you seen the meme where it shows him like
creep.
Six times and it says, this is my happy face, this is my angry face.
Exactly, it's the same face, yeah.
I love it. I got to wear those shoes, by the way. I know. I don't know.
Or the one where he's calling the doctor and he's like, Michael, I'm getting too old for this. Like,
oh, yeah.
Not
yeah.
again.
Yeah. I actually saw that today. Yeah.
That's funny.
So, good pick, Sean.
Thank you
for introducing the smiling man to us and our creepies.
You can thank me later, right, everybody?
Yeah. Nate?
You're welcome.
What do you think, man?
Well, if we're done smiling, I think that's a wrap.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles at you.
That's creepy.
Oh, that is a creepy
note.
No, it's
just creepy to you.
That's a creepy note.
Do you see him smiling over there?
Uh-huh.
I wish the listeners could see that. Yeah.
As I fall over.
Now I am going to have nightmares.
You should.
I'm going to say, Sean, wait, get out of my nightmare. Sean's smiling, singing that song.
It's going to haunt my nightmares.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening to Mini number 13. Lucky 13, as Sean said. So,
oh, yeah.
That's all we got. Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.